All right, we are live at the Schwab on Tap area. Unfortunately, the taps are put away here at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. As I guess everybody is about done. They got to be close, within 20 minutes or so, I think, of everybody finishing up out here. But that should not stop you from coming out this weekend and seeing historic Colonial Country Club. By the way, so tournament in Sunday, Monday, this course is being completely torn up.
They're totally redoing it, huh?
Yep.
Supercross?
Yeah, they could do some sick jumps off the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I guess they're, like a lot of courses, it's just time for a redo, and they're gutting the whole thing, and I guess it'll be ready for the tournament next year.
Do they have somebody famous doing the design?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure it's someone super famous. So
Steve.
It's Steve.
Yeah, always Steve. So earlier in the program, we played a little bit of an interview that I did with a guy after Game 7 of the Seattle Kraken-Dallas Stars series. And the guy was hammered, and he was such an idiot.
One of the most hated guests in hardline history.
Yeah. And so last week when I was editing this down, because it was like a 10-minute interview, and I tried to knock it down to like 6 minutes, and so...
Because it was two drunks talking.
I was not drunk, thank you. He was. But he was... It just needed chopping down. And so I was going through it the next morning, and you know, it doesn't take long to edit these things, and I kind of knew what I wanted out of there. So then we played it on the air, and then after Vegas kind of took control of the series and he was actually right in his drunken prediction, I went back and started listening to try to pull a couple of things to play again because this a-hole was actually right. And when I started listening to the unedited version of it, I heard a stammer that I had edited out, that I had just glossed over completely, that I thought was really funny. So this goes in a long line of ticket stammers that don't really make any sense why they happen, but they just do. And so here is me with drunk guy and my unfortunate stammer.
I know you said you're from Atlanta.
I can tell you. Hold on, let me move on.
Sorry.
That's fine, but let me tell you what the country song was, because I can...
Well, I don't give a shit what the country song was. It doesn't matter.
I can, because I can tell you it... literally belong. This
is it, like George Strait or Garth Brooks? No. Low Places.
No, it was
okay.
I had not been drinking.
Okay, this is not a drunken stammer. It's just a stammer. Not all stammers all right. are drunken. So
literally belong. This
is it, like George Strait or Garth Brooks? Low Places.
Gullah.
Yeah, see if you can make sense of this in its purest form.
Okay, what this is, it's the three wine coolers mixed in with you're trying to think of the title of the song, and it's...
And I've got like...
It's okay, Low Places!
I get it, it's gonna be...
Let me hear the longer one again.
Okay,
I know you said you're from Atlanta.
I can tell you... Hold on, let me move on.
Sorry.
That's fine, but let me tell you what the country song was, because I can...
Well, I don't give a shit what the country song was. It doesn't matter.
I can, because I can tell you it literally belonged...
Is it like George Strait or Garth Brooks? Low Places?
You sound like Porky Pig.
I know.
I'm going to tell you that country song. I'm going to tell it to you.
Okay,
but first I'm going to talk about something else.
I don't know if we've replayed this because this one was really recent too, and it was another one for me, and this one's even crazier. And no, I was not drinking during the show as we were in studio doing this either, but I caught myself in the middle of it and like, what just happened?
And both bolts are directly in the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So now...
What was that? What happened to my voice?
Just in the middle of the...
You didn't even finish your sentence.
Okay, listen closely again, because there's so much going on here. And then Davey impersonating me is perfect.
And both bolts are directly in the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So right now...
What was that?
Yeah.
What were you trying to say?
You scared yourself.
It just floated away.
It's like I had an aneurysm or something.
What was that?
And if he wouldn't have been talking over me, this would be the craziest, weirdest thing ever said.
And both bolts are directly in the treads of my back left tire.
God.
So now...
What was that?
Yeah.
Just a little. Now,
oh man,
what happened to my boy? All right, so
Corby just spinning in his chair.
All right, so in the long line of stammers or words that don't make sense, I think our friend the killer has two that are my absolute favorite that don't make any sense either. That he in these, I do think that he stroked out. Like, something happened to his brain for him to do this. We have two that are very, very famous here, Ham.
Well, killer, after hearing the commercials and turning 40 myself, being too heavy for too long, I decided something had to change.
All right, John. What was your first consultation like when you went to Soda?
It was good.
That's in a commercial that ran for years.
Yeah, and that's pre-recorded, too.
I think that was on, like, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, let's go with that one. That's a good take.
All right, John.
Why did we run that?
It's killer, so that probably was the best one.
Hearing the commercials and turning 40 myself, being too heavy for too long, I decided something had to change.
All right, John. What was your first consultation like when you went to Soda?
Didn't we call him African Killer?
Yeah.
That's what it's listed in here, too.
Yeah,
all right, John.
African Killer.
He went off copy on that one. It's like, yeah, I got to put in this.
And then him live in the wild the day that he tried to eat a, I think it was a 20-ounce piece of raw steak.
Well, what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
All right, well, hey, gotta try something.
What?
What a John Wall moment that was.
Does that not sound fake now that now that you hear...
Yeah, and then when it was played out of context for so long, people thought that he was saying Wi-Fi, he was saying, I'll try?
I don't know, play it again.
Well, what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
All right, boy, hey, gotta try something.
Yeah, that's one of
the mic.
I still don't know.
I don't either, but the mic. What?
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
All right, boy, hey. Gotta try something.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
That one never gets old.
No, neither does. And neither does this one from our old friend Mike.
During Blockbuster's $8 trading promotion, just trade in any DVD in good condition on Monday or by Monday and get a store credit good for anything at Blockbuster's $8.
And the boop, boop.
That's the origin of $8
dar. $8 D dollar dar.
He was pretty smooth up until then.
Yeah.
It just went off the rails.
Yeah.
Back in the day of trading DVDs.
All right. This is Bob, and I believe this is with Brett Hull, right? Like, this is
his hero.
Yeah.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh huh. But as being a fan of his,
I thought mine was bad. Impossible.
27 miles an hour on the ice too.
Uh huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan
God,
of
God, how do you do that?
Remember we said it. It's Fly Bob caught behind the blinds.
That's right.
But
But just trying to
trying
escape,
to get out.
Trying to get out the window, oh. Trying to escape the blinds.
Okay. Norm. Well, you know what? Let's go back to TC. Or go to TC, because I know you have a couple back there, Ham, that are two of my absolute favorite from young Thomas Charles.
Unfortunately, I can't find some of the context on some of the TC ones.
Oh, really? You just have the actual stammers?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh,
but here's
man.
A couple of his greatest offerings.
And then MMA, wait.
Yeah, that one. That's
he was trying to say MMA.
Yeah.
And then MMA, wait.
And I always pictured him on a horse, like in Pakistan
and
or something.
MMA, wait.
And like that was the rally cry to get the troops going.
And he's fighting
and
African
MMA,
killer.
Yeah, he is fighting African
killer.
All right, John Dial.
And then MMA, wait.
I do have this one from TC.
Ken Hitchcock will, Hitchcock will coach his first game back with the Stars tonight again.
His what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I don't even know you anymore.
So do you, just objecting to the Vivaldi music, you think that...
He had trouble talking. The Sean one,
yeah,
of course.
You know, yeah.
The Sean one is legendary with Rick Carlisle.
Well, you talk about the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously winning 10 straight, you're in a good way, but it seems like guys are starting to, I guess, find comfort in their roles. Deshaun Stevenson, I think, has started 15, 16 straight games now. Sean Marion has been very productive off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very good over the last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, you talk about the depth on this team, and it's...
Yeah, that one's all nerves, too. That was White Elephant Day, and Sean was doing 10 to noon by himself with Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, and anytime Rick had to talk to anyone but Norm, he was perturbed.
Such a jerk, man. Like, Sean, that is a really good, thought-out question.
Maybe too long.
Sean, well, that's okay.
Sean was like 25. He was
Yeah, play along, bro.
That's why Rick, I'm so glad he's gone. It's just such a jerk.
You're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established.
No.
Now, I said...
God, dude. Our old friend The Hammer had a fun one.
Yeah, but... When you only have...
Tiny Corby.
If it was just us, let's just say the ticket was owned by Cumulus, yet we're syndicated all over the country.
Well, then we'd be a network.
We're a station that just happens to be in other markets.
Then we would be a network.
I don't want to fight you.
You bitch. You think... What do you think?
What?
Rush Limbaugh.
what do you...
What?
Oh, then we would be a network.
I don't want to fight you.
You bitch. You think? What do you think?
What?
Rush Limbaugh.
What?
And then you have to pause. Wait, where was I going?
What a just a synapse break right there. And then Norm is the god.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that, you know, I got one, I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping. So.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, music.
Gosh.
By the way, whoever that guy was, he didn't do him any favors by going, hi. Like, what was he even saying?
First time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
Oh, music.
Hi.
If I could go back in time at any moment, I would be in studio to see this happen live. Because you know Norm is making eye contact with the guy.
Oh, he did the sincerity and smacks and everything at the beginning.
Music.
Yeah.
I mean, music.
Hi, moon. Hey. Music. All right. Well, just another line of a historic list of stammers here.
Let's hear yours one more time.
At the old radio station. Okay, here we go.
I know you. You said you're from Atlanta.
I can tell you. Hold on. Let me move on.
Sorry.
That's fine, but let me tell you what the country song was, because I can...
Well, I don't give a shit what the country song was. It doesn't matter.
I can, because I can tell you it literally belonged...
It was like George Strait or Garth Brooks, Low Places.